There's been fury over the controversial comedian Frankie Boyle heading for a Belfast festival. The Scottish comic has come under fire in the past for making jokes about people with Down syndrome. He was accused of making jokes about their hair, clothes, life expectancy and the way they speak. A petition has been started after the comedian was booked to appear at the Filan Foyle Festival in August. It calls on the organisers to rethink their decision. Tom Slater from Spike Magazine is with us today. Good morning to you, Tom.
Good morning.
Good morning. And the commentator, Heidi McAlpine. Good morning, Heidi. What do you think, Heidi?
Good morning. Well, I just think that people have a right to protest and to petition just as much as Frankie Boyle feels he has a right to make comedy out of people who have disabilities and people's looks. And it's... To me, comedy is not funny whenever you start attacking people who have no reason to be attacked. It's all right making jokes about politicians and people who are in high office and what have you and have a say over our lives or have done something bad. But I just don't find his level of humour in any way funny. And in fact, what it does is keep on going this whole thing of bullying, which is something that we're trying to get out of society. And definitely we do address it. And I know people are going to say, oh, freedom of speech and people have the right and they know what they're getting when they go to a show. But anyone who laughs is a joke, the Frankie Boyle says, I'm just questioning why they think that that form of comedy is funny.
What's funny about the way people with Down syndrome speak, Tom Slater?
Well, you don't have to find that joke funny to say he's got a right to say it. I mean, I think to make a distinction there, these people are not just protesting, not just standing outside with placards. They are calling for the show to be cancelled. I think that needs to be noted. I think the issue is people have a right to be offended. They just can't use that offensiveness to try and shut down other people in much the same way that we don't think that religious groups should be able to shut down plays or comedians because they mock their God or their prophet. I think the same has to apply in this case as well. You know, comedy, its vitality is just completely sapped out of it, I think, as soon as certain things are off the table.
You're saying funny. Do you think he's funny?
I don't think Frankie Boyle's funny at all, but I think one thing that also needs to be pointed out here is the fact that he's not, people like comedians who are just outwardly mocking disabled people do not really exist on the level of Frankie Boyle anymore. The reason people laugh at those jokes is because they're so controversial, they're taboo, and the point I'm trying to make here is that these things are not black and white, and anything to do with artistic expression, you lose all that nuance when you talk about it in such censorious black and white terms. People have a right not to find him funny. They do not have a right to shut him down.
But this is a festival that has got financing from the public purse, as I understand. And I think it's all right. Okay, you can hire Frankie Boyle to play a private club or comedy club, and people do know what they're getting. But like, his face is being plastered all over town in great big billboards. This is a fantastic festival, an annual event in the city, and to have him as the poster boy for comedy, I think is ill judged at best of the people who have put this gig together. All right, it's getting lots of great publicity, but I think the good publicity coming out of it is that people are feeling the need to galvanise and to debate and petition against him coming to this city. I mean, look, freedom of speech is all good and well, and you've just said you don't find him funny, so we have freedom of speech as well.
It's not about whether he's funny or not, is it? Because that's all subjective, whether he's funny or not. Well, it's not about Heidi whether he's funny, it's about whether he should be banned from this Filan Foyle festival because he's mocking people with Down syndrome.
That's what I'm saying. That element of his humour is a big part of his show, and it isn't funny, it is offensive. And, you know, people used to, I mean, all these left-wingers and everything didn't like Bernard Manning when he was doing all his non-PC shows. So how come Frankie Boyle suddenly is very amusing and let's get him in and do a show? I don't understand why he's allowed to go through, but people like Jim Davidson, Bernard Manning as was, and all these other old-school comedy acts are regarded as old hat and redundant.
But I suppose my response to that is that I think it's really worrying that the kind of sensitivity and censoriousness really around comedians today. Because even up until very recently, there was, even though people still had certain sensitivities around, you know, letting people say or joke about whatever they like, there was still a sense that comedians, because it was a joke, because they did have artistic license, were able to probe taboos, were able to laugh at things, indulge in gallows humour. And I think the fact that increasingly comedians are finding themselves in the scope of censorship, not just Frankie Boyle, Dapper Laughs in the UK, Kate Smurthwaite at Goldsmiths University, all these people are essentially being told that's not funny, you can't say that. And I think that really speaks to how much sense it is creeping
into the envelope and to go as far as it can, but I think that you've gone over the top whenever you start mocking people with Down syndrome. People with Down syndrome can't necessarily, but they probably can answer back and tell you that they find that what you're saying is wrong. But a lot of people with disabilities maybe don't feel that they're empowered enough to speak up for themselves. And so that is where I just find it offensive, bottom line. And I'm not, obviously I'm not alone. There are lots of people signing this petition and there's...
Why is the festival booked them in the first place?
It's not the same as the people who were petitioning against having the reduced Shakespeare company doing the play at the theatre at the middle of that time. It's a totally different discussion.
Why has Fila booked him in the first place?
Well, I think it's quite clear. He's a very popular comedian. I mean, I think this is the thing that I don't really understand. This idea that this is this great kind of, you know, democratic check on offensive speech, all these people getting together to challenge it. He's hugely popular. That's why he was booked. That's not to say that that puts him beyond criticism, but I suppose the point I'm making is this is a small group of people who have, for what seems like quite genuine, heartfelt reasons, been offended by this.
So this guy made a number of references to people with Down syndrome dying early. Because statistically, they die a lot earlier than people without Down syndrome. Now, that's really funny, isn't it? The fact that they lose their lives early. That's really, really side-splittingly funny, Tom, isn't it? Tom Slater.
Well, I think this is precisely the point. The thing is, we're not talking in the situation of this great democratic check of people coming together to say we don't like this sort of speech and we won't have it. This is a very small sliver who, for quite genuine reasons, have been offended. I understand that, but that cannot be the pretext for censorship. And to pick up on the point, one of the points...
Why can't it be the pretext for censorship?
Because fundamentally, I think...
He's laughing at Down syndrome people... People with Down syndrome dying earlier than the rest of us. Why is that acceptable?
Well, first of all, I think it's acceptable if you believe in freedom of speech, because freedom of speech is unequivocal. You can't divide it up. But the second point is we need to get a bit of just perspective here. This is not an individual who is going around trying to whip up hatred against disabled people. He is making off-colour jokes mainly to make people feel uneasy. That's the comedy he's indulging in. I'm going to say something incredibly controversial just to see how it fits with people. We need a bit of perspective here. Freedom of speech should be no ifs, no buts. But at the same time, we're not talking about a hate preacher here. We're talking about a comedian. And the fact that the elision between one and the other is being made so easily, I think just speaks to how sensitive we are becoming.
This whole argument that he's mocking people who mock disability, is that what you're saying now? That's the reason why we should allow him to say what he says unchecked?
No, the point I'm making, we should allow him to speak because of freedom of speech.
It's unintelligent that we don't get that.
I'm not saying you're not intelligent. I'm saying you're more easily offended. That takes all kinds. But the point I'm making is that we should allow him to speak because people want to see him. We have freedom of speech and we should uphold it. Whether or not you find that funny is irrelevant. That is the point I'm making.
No, I think it's not. It's not about the Confederate flag and freedom of speech in society. There really isn't such a thing as absolute freedom of speech. If something offends somebody for whatever reason and people protest in large enough numbers, then something will change in the way our society talks and engages and communicates with each other. And I think, you know, going back to my point about Bernard Manning and Jim Davidson and all the old school comedians that told extremely racist jokes and sexist jokes and homophobic jokes, are they still funny today? You know, what you're saying is, oh, don't censor anyone. That's all funny because comedy comes in all different guises.
Well, I think that's exactly the point that's being missed here, because the reason those comedians aren't funny anymore, the reason people don't take that kind of prejudicial humour is because society has moved on. It's realised that those views are toxic and therefore they don't want to laugh at them. But that wasn't achieved through censorship. No one went around taping up Bernard Manning's mouth so that everyone could be liberated. That's not how it works. If anything, you need a freer, open, more robust society in which to get to that position where we can say this is what we're about.
Okay, here's Aaron in Kidsbridge. Morning, Aaron.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead. What do you think?
Well, I don't think he should be making this humour out of Down syndrome. Down syndrome children are special, loving, caring, and a complete gift from God. And I don't think he'll ever be any of those four things if he can make humour out of a child that's Down syndrome.
Anything goes, according to Tom this morning.
Well, obviously, he hasn't a Down syndrome child or he hasn't spent time with them. They're the most loving. He should not be using Down syndrome in his jokes.
Tell me why.
Well, if you had a family, Stephen, which I know you haven't at the moment, but if you had, and that child was Down syndrome, you would love that child so much, and to hear a joke that that child's going to die young, would you laugh at it?
Well, who would laugh at that? That's what I'm trying to work out. Who would laugh at that?
They're talking about freedom of speech. That's for politicians that don't care what to say. But for somebody to come in here and use a Down syndrome child, I think it's disgusting.
Paddy, next morning, Paddy.
Thank you.
How's it going, Stephen?
Go ahead, Paddy.
I'd just like to say, I'm a Feel in Trouble regular. I attend their events every year. I don't overly find that part of Frankie Boyle's humour funny. But my question is, where does it end? If we say he can't make these jokes, what other jokes can he not make? Can he not make fun of people when they're fat? Can he not make fun of people who he finds ugly? Do you know what I mean? At what point do we end the censorship?
I think it's, I understand what you're saying, but I mean, we're focusing on the fact that he made jokes about people with Down syndrome, and I think that is offensive, and that is where you draw the line.
How is that any different, though? I mean, the point is that everything has the potential to be offensive to someone. If you make a joke about a certain religion, people who hold that religion will be offended. If you make a joke about a certain conflict, people involved in that may feel offended. The point is, anyone can be offended by anything. If you make that the bar for censorship, there's nowhere, as this gentleman's saying, that really it can stop. It will just go on and on.
It's bullying. It's getting paid to bully people.
Let's give Paddy a chance. Go on, Paddy.
I find things offensive every single day. You can't legislate just because somebody finds something offensive. Could you make fun of people who are autistic? If you're drawing the line at people who are Down syndrome, does that include people who are autistic? Does it include people who have another disability? Do you know what I mean? Who determines what is offensive?
I think if people want to make jokes about people with disabilities, it's the people with the disabilities who should be comedians. And in fact, there was that young fella who was in a wheelchair. I'm not sure what his disability was, but he got quite far in Britain's Got Talent. That's funny because you own that joke.
Let's remember, Paddy, you're still there, right?
I am.
Let's remember this is public money, which is funding the Fila and Foible Festival. So it's our money, it's taxpayers' money that is paying for Frankie Boyle to come over to Northern Ireland and mock Down syndrome people because they die earlier than other people. It's taxpayers' money that is paying Frankie Boyle to come over and make fun of how people with Down syndrome speak.
With all due respect, taxpayers' money funds lots of things that are offensive. Churches, for example, don't pay tax. That's taxpayer funded. The debate that you've been having around bonfires, some people find that offensive. So there are many things in society that we fund that other people find offensive. It's the same line of argument. Who determines what is offensive?
And that's the point, Heidi, isn't it? Who determines what is offensive?
My goodness, I mean, our moral compass should determine that making jokes about children who have disabilities and people with Down syndrome, that is offensive. That's the bottom line. Anyone who can argue against that, I think, is... Well, I just don't understand where their moral compass is pointing.
Excuse me, can I just jump back in there? I didn't argue it wasn't offensive. I do find it offensive. My argument
talking about how this is Pandora's box and then suddenly everyone will find everything offensive. That's not true. I think some of what Frankie Boyle does say about other subjects is quite funny because he does go to the edge. But when he's talking about people with disabilities who are not able to answer back, then that's offensive. That's gone too far, in my opinion.
In your opinion, correct?
Yes, and in many people's opinion. Is it not in your opinion? Do you think it's funny? Would you laugh if he stood up on stage and you were watching him, you'd paid your ticket, and he made a joke about people with Down syndrome dying or young?
I've said twice. You can't paint me into a corner. I've said twice I find it offensive. My argument isn't that it isn't offensive. Who is the arbiter of what is offensive?
But I think it's moral.
Exactly
it's a little voice in your head that's saying it is offensive.
But that's the whole point. The thing is, no one is saying that allowing someone to speak, that you are endorsing, promoting, or celebrating those views. That is not how it works. Things
Nobody
are offensive.
Boo him whenever he makes jokes like that on stage. That'll be a fun night out, comedy night out.
If you want to do that, that's your freedom of speech. I'd advise you against
it. I'm not going on about freedom of speech. I think, you know, freedom of speech, it just doesn't exist in society anymore. Look at social media. People
I know, and I think really people like you are at the forefront of why it doesn't. That's why I'm trying to say that we need to be robust. We need freedom of speech with no ifs, no buts. Because as this gentleman said, who really decides? Everyone finds things offensive.
Yeah, but freedom of speech doesn't exist even in terms of the law of the land because, for example, you're not allowed to say anything you want and rightly so. You cannot incite hatred. You cannot give speeches which would be likely to incite people to engage in terrorism. So this notion that, freedom of speech is protected or absolutely exists, it does not exist. Libel law and defamation law is another example of how you cannot say anything that you want to, because if you say something wrong about someone, bring down their reputation, you can be sued in court. Hayley and Strabane. Morning, Hayley. You have a child with Down syndrome, Hayley.
I do, yeah. I have a 4-year-old son. And firstly, I'd like to congratulate you on your programme. I emailed the show yesterday to say how sensitively you dealt with the issue. And it was a lovely programme. Well done.
Thank you.
I just want to say that I really don't find Frankie Boyle funny at all. Anybody who has to attack somebody with disability to make to get material or to make it funny. I went to a show years ago where we went to see Jimmy Carr. It was actually a friend who bought the tickets by mistake. We thought it was Alan Carr. It was Jimmy Carr. And when we went, his material was so vile, and he himself as well insulted children with Down syndrome. And my child was only a few months at the time, and I remember sitting and the tears were streaming down my face during the show and just sitting thinking about my wee child at home, thinking, he has never done anything to harm anybody. Why are you attacking people like him, you know? And I just don't think that they deserve it. And if they were any way funny at all, or any way original, they should come up with different material which doesn't offend certain groups.
So Hayley, your 4-year-old child, what's his or her name?
His name is Matthew.
Matthew. So your 4-year-old child, Matthew, because of the condition he has, Hayley, may not live as long statistically as many people without that condition, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when Frankie Boyle stands up on a stage and laughs about the fact that people like your son will die earlier than others, what impact does that have?
Well, he just begot it, absolutely. Any parent who has a child with Down syndrome, I'll tell you now that every single day they worry about what will happen to their child whenever the parent passes away, who will look after them. And that's a daily thing. And I know from my own wee group that we have, that's one of our biggest fears. You know, if we happen to outlive our children, or if they outlive us, who will look after them? But going by I got great hope from your wee documentary the other night when the man that you were speaking to was 80 years of age. So it just proves, you know, that that's not entirely true, that some of them can outlive us. And who knows, Frankie Boyle could, you know, die suddenly before the rest of us. So it's not necessarily, you know, it's like all the traits, it's like all the stigma attached to children with Down syndrome. Every case is individual. So who's to say Matthew won't live a longer life than myself or anybody else, you know?
Yeah, Frankie Boyle claims that someone wasn't listening at his routine when they got upset about it. But there's no doubt that he mocks people with Down syndrome. There's
he
no
does.
Doubt that he...
He does.
There's no doubt that he laughs at the fact that people with Down syndrome are likely to die earlier. There's no doubt that he mocked people with Down syndrome because of the way they spoke. Jan and Ballygan. Morning, Jan.
Morning, Stephen. I just think it's so ridiculous altogether. That man should be hounded out of the country if he comes in here talking a load of rubbish.
Well, Phelan Foible are bringing him.
Well, there shouldn't be anybody that's any decency and respectability about them. Wouldn't even entertain that man. I'm telling you, he needs hounded away. That's typical of those sort of people anyway. They don't care what they say. I heard somebody mention...
Apparently I'm not pronouncing it right, by the way. It's Fila and Phobel. Sorry about that. The Fila and Phobel concert. It's a community organisation. It claims to promote equality and inclusion within the community.
I think it's a disgrace, so it is. An absolute disgrace.
Let me let you speak to Tom Slater this morning, who is arguing for freedom of speech, Jan.
I was listening to him too. Sure, he's another import. He doesn't belong to here either. And if he starts talking like that, he should be chased as well.
Will we be chased? Tom, do you want to respond to this?
Well, I think this is actually the end point of what I'm talking about. You're talking about a comedian who laughs at things you don't think are appropriate, who might
nobody
hold
any right
slightly
to
anything
with a deformity.
You don't agree with him.
Nobody has any right to
out of the country. This is exactly the end of what I'm saying. You do not have to find him funny. You do not have to enjoy his kind of humour to say he has a right to speak. And I think the fact of the matter is that comedy has always been at the forefront of probing taboos. In the past, we've been much more comfortable about letting that happen. Why now are we becoming so sensitive?
Well, look, I always listen there to people on that radio. Like Carr there, for instance, I would chase him as hard as I was able to chase him. He should never have been allowed back onto radios or any other thing.
Who?
And you're standing there talking a load of rubbish too. But nobody would want to listen to you either. Because that's rubbish you're talking.
Well, this is the precise point. This is sheer intolerance. And I think, obviously, you're a slightly more vocal end of what we're talking about. But essentially, as far as I'm concerned, any attempt to restrict people just because they don't talk in the way that we would like them to is intolerant, it's censorious, and it damages free speech as well as comedy.
I'm going to tell you, don't bother your head coming out. I can use all those big words too, so don't you bother your head coming out with those big words to me, because I wouldn't be bothered listening to you.
Right, Jan. Listen, thank you, Jan. Before you go this morning, we've been trying to get you behind the scenes and we can't get you, so I want you to speak to one of our producers now, just behind the scenes there, Jan. So maybe you can do that now. Yeah. Ken, next. Morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Ken.
I'll tell you what it is. Does Down syndrome people not have a sense of humour as well, that we only treat them as children?
What do you mean?
Well, it seems to me that everyone's phoned in is all about their child. But what I mean is, do Down syndrome people of a certain age not have a humour as well? They see the funny side of stuff too.
You expect someone with Down syndrome to see the funny side, the fact that their life isn't, their life expectancy isn't as long as people without the condition?
Well, it's not the fact that it's funny. It's more the fact of that if it's a fact, I mean, it's just a moment of humour. It's not something that's carried on through, if you know what I mean.
Heidi?
It's not said. It's not said in any soft way. It's said in quite a vicious, a scathing way. And I did allude earlier to the fact that people with disabilities are out there on the comedy circuit, and they almost like own any jokes that may be said because they can talk about it themselves. It's like people from Northern Ireland and the Troubles could talk about the Troubles, but woe betide anyone else who talked about it. You know, if you are living it, then you can say whatever you like about it. But the fact that Frankie Boyle is saying it, it makes it offensive. And I would be interested to see if Frankie Boyle did a documentary like the one you did, Stephen. I wonder if there's scope for him to do that and actually get to know what it's like to have Down syndrome, to have somebody with Down syndrome in your family, and to see the effect that what he says as throwaway remarks, which freedom of speech or not, is what he makes his money out of, if that in any way changed his perception, his perspective on people with disabilities.
Debbie and Glenivy. Morning, Debbie.
Hi.
Go ahead, Debbie.
Can you hear me okay?
I certainly can.
Stephen, I had to actually pull the car over. I got such an electric shock up my back when I heard what was said this morning. They're talking about freedom of speech and where does it end and this and that. Listen, this is a disability. It's not religion. It's not a choice. These kids, they don't choose to be born like that. And for anyone to make fun of anything that is outside of anyone's control is an absolute disgrace. And I think it's being seriously overlooked. But it doesn't matter. You can make fun of whoever you want, freedom of speech, but you can't make fun of someone who has no control over their circumstances. It's absolutely disgusting and horrendous. Absolutely disgusting. I can't believe it.
So what do you think should happen?
Well, I think Fiona Fogle should pull them off. I know the organisation well. I've went to it many years myself, and if I didn't know this about the guy, in fact, I don't even know the guy, but if I thought that, if I knew that and he was on a headline and I had a ticket to it, I would rip it up and throw it in the bin. It's just absolutely shocking. Shocking.
Well, there are questions here for the organisers of the Fiona Fogle Festival. They have now got back to us this morning. They're refusing to come on the programme. They say there's no one available rather than refusing to come on. Apparently there's no one available, but there is someone available to write a statement, which is interesting in itself. Why can't the person writing the statement come on the radio? But there we go. So the organisers of Fiona Fogle are going to give us a statement. And my question to Fiona Fogle this morning is, why are you booking a comedian who mocks people with Down syndrome? Why are you doing that? Do you, Fiona Fogle, the organisers, find it funny or find it potentially funny when a comedian is mocking people's life expectancy who have Down syndrome and is mocking the way people with Down syndrome speak? Do any of you find that funny? And the potential answer, I guess, is some people do.
I have a question. Do they know who they booked at all? I mean, they might have just booked someone who they thought was popular, but do they actually know this guy and what his act is? And if they don't, they need to come forward and say so. or else are they agreeing with what he says?
But you see, Debbie, the wider issue here, as Tom Slater was saying, is that if you start censoring stuff that you don't find funny or that other people find offensive, then that has a chilling effect on comedy.
Yes, but the point is, you can't censor everything. But you can't censor when it's not in someone's control. You know, you can't... Freedom of speech is for to make a point. To make a point where you have an argument or a case against. You can't make a point about a disabled person who has no control and did not ask to be born in that state or have that life or to have their life cut short. Absolutely not. This needs completely a lid put on it now.
Well, what do you mean a lid put on it? What do you mean?
It needs stopped. He needs reprimanded by... And his management is loving this, by the way, all the extra publicity he's getting from it. I would just calm him and move on.
Well, the other test is how many people will actually pay to go into his comedy routine.
Well, that'll be interesting because, like I say, I don't know the guy personally, and if someone bought me a ticket, I would go along. But if I heard that while I was sitting there, it would be a different story. I think I would try to get up on stage and have a go at him. And I just think that this needs to be put in the perspective that you're talking about, not only innocent children, but vulnerable adults, and it is not funny. It's not funny. It has nothing to do with freedom of speech. It has nothing to do with what you can and can't say, what you can and can't make fun of. It has to do with humiliating someone who has not got the... It's not even that they don't have the power to stand up for themselves. They don't have the means. They didn't ask to be where they are.
And you're that angry you've pulled the car over this morning?
I'm not angry. I had an electric shock up my back and I pulled the car over. And I had to Google your number to find it to say this. People are missing a very valid point here. It's got nothing even to do with anything anybody's saying. This is a completely different scenario from freedom of speech. This is talking about people who have no control over how they were born. And the families that are left to care for these people and losing the life early. And this is funny.
Stephen, this just come in from the Phelan and Phobel organisation, who are still not able to come on the radio and speak to any of you, despite the fact that they're asking you to go and attend their event. But they're saying that they have met recently with representatives of the Stephen Hartley Down Syndrome Support Group and Kids Together Belfast. Now, those are two groups which advocate for children and young people with disabilities and additional needs. And if you are, because we can't get in touch with any of you this morning, if you are of any of those two groups and you would like to come on the radio today, for goodness sake, pick up the phone to us and make contact with us, 08459 555 678. So if you are from that Stephen Hartley Down Syndrome Support Group or you're from Kids Together Belfast, we've been trying to get you this morning. Maybe you can call us today and we'll see what you think about this. Now, Phelan Phobel are saying that both of those groups, they met to discuss their concerns about this year's comedy night featuring Frankie Boyle. I'll not read the full statement, but to sum up this statement, Phelan Phobel are essentially saying that they listened to the deep felt concerns an obvious disappointment of the group in regard to the fact that Frankie Boyle was booked. And the statement goes on. The statement says that they're apologetic for creating a situation where any individual with a disability from our community feel isolated and ostracised. However, they're going to continue with the booking because the very final sentence in this statement says this: going forward, Phela will take all of the issues and concerns raised this year on board and will duly consider them when booking future events. So that's code for we're going ahead with the booking this year. Now, maybe that's why they don't want to come on the radio, because they don't want to be challenged by me with the following question. If you're hearing these deep felt concerns, why haven't you cancelled Frankie Boyle this year? If you're apologising for creating a situation where an individual with a disability and their families feel isolated and ostracised, if you are publicly saying sorry for that, why are you going ahead with the booking in the first place? And that's the question to the Phelan Phobel organisation this morning, whether they are prepared to come on the radio or not. So essentially what they're saying here is they won't book them again, but they're going to go ahead with this comedy night this year. Why are they doing that? You could argue.